spin control? How about spin out of control?
To me, even though this is not a great day for me, the only good that I can find is that there's no inference of corruption at all.
Charlie Rangel rides through the rough waters of congressional censure and makes it to the other side.
The 18-term incumbent in one of the safest seats in the House learns to cultivate a constituency outside his district.
Even though it is painful to accept this vote, I am fully aware that this vote reflects perhaps the thinking not just of the members, but the political tide and the constituency of this body.
Charlie Rangel hears the House music and is glad it's over. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Bad House music there for Charlie Rangel. We're going to talk about censure in the House on this Friday, December 3rd.
In the meantime, let's get a check of the top news stories. The attacks against WikiLeaks are intensifying. The website was shut down for a few hours overnight after the site was targeted by over 500,000 cyber attacks. WikiLeaks says their site is now back up and operating out of Switzerland. There are reports this morning, though, in the British media that says Scotland Yard could arrest WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as early as tomorrow. And Senator Joe Lieberman says it's about time.
It's probably the single greatest act and most terrible act of espionage against the United States in our history.
If Assange is arrested, he reportedly has a backup plan. He sent supporters an encrypted file that's believed to contain embarrassing information about the U.S. government, and if he's arrested, Assange would send them the key to unlock the file.
Meanwhile, WikiLeaks continues to release classified diplomatic cables. One reportedly shows the CIA was behind the State Department's move to have its diplomats collect intelligence on United Nations staff and other targets of U.S. interests. Another shows Egypt looking for ways to become a nuclear power in response to Iran acquiring nuclear weapons. On Capitol Hill, President Obama says a deal to extend expiring tax cuts is now starting to take shape.
It's important for families who are still struggling to have some relief, and it's important for our economy to make sure that money's still out there circulating.
The compromise plan would temporarily extend the cuts for everyone for either 2 or 3 years and would include an extension of unemployment benefits as well. But Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin says the amount of tax relief Republicans want for the wealthy could be spent in a better way.
To give tax cuts to the wealthiest people in America, the Republicans are asking us to go through all the pain that's being suggested by the Deficit Commission.
Hey, talk to your president about that, Dick Durbin. That commission on the deficit reduction votes today on its deficit slashing proposals. It doesn't look like it has the supermajority votes to pass.
Israel is battling its worst forest fire in history. President Obama says U.S. firefighters are on their way there, adding to the international contingent now pouring into Israel's borders this morning.
The United States is acting to help our Israeli friends respond to the disaster.
41 Israeli guards on their way to rescue inmates at a prison in the fire zone were killed. Officials say the blaze has torched some 1,600 acres on the outskirts of Haifa, forcing thousands to evacuate. And a group of Bernie Madoff's victims are suing J.P. Morgan Chase for aiding Madoff's Ponzi scheme. They're asking for $6.4 billion.
The big story later this morning will be the November jobs report. It'll be out next hour, and many economists predict the net total of 180,000 jobs will be added, according to the November report. Unemployment rate likely to remain unchanged, though, and it would mark the 19th straight month. The unemployment rate is top 9%. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are flat, and they've been dipping below the zero mark this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,362. The S&P starts at 1,221. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,579. Coming up this morning is America, Batman, and Canada Robin. We talk about the WikiLeaks documents exposing insecurity in Canada. Imagine that. We also talk with one of the people who was there at the beginning of the National Lampoon when all of comedy changed. Give us a comment, though, about Canada. Canada is blank to America's blank. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TANK. Charlie Rangel coming up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.